Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We are actually doing our very first live remote on Friday in Las Vegas. So this week has been deemed Vegas week here on Melissa and Austin. And we felt like there was no better person to talk to with our first show trip to Vegas than Carrot Top himself. So thank you so much for joining us.
I almost feel like you can take over the Elvis title, considering you've been in Vegas performing for like 20 years.
Well, Elvis is still alive and performing too, so I don't know if I can.
Oh, that's great.
Once he goes, I think I might got the title, but
Do you think whenever the day comes, when you pass, if it ever comes, that there will be Carrot Top impersonators running around Vegas for years after?
God. Lord have mercy. I hope not. You know, I get that on Halloween. You know, people are like, you should be, you know, so happy. Look at that. That's very flattering. I'm like, but look how they're dressing. Like they don't look like me. what they envision of me is like, you know, big muscle suit and like stupid, you know, whatever. But I always think, okay. And sometimes they'll see me and say, that's a pretty good Carrot Top. I'm like, yeah, not bad.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious. Yeah,
right. You almost got it. Yeah. He looks close.
Oh, gosh. You know, you talked about them dressing up as you, and I can almost remember when you went from average build Carrot Top to, like, the next time I saw you performing, and you had all these muscles, and I thought, what just happened? Where did this come from? Did you just decide one day you wanted to get totally fit?
No, I had to carry my own hate mail. I've always been fit. I mean, I was in high school as a wrestler and swimmer, so I was always in shape. I think when I got the Vegas gig at very first, there was nothing else to do. I'm like, I can either do drugs or go to the gym. So I figured I'd go to the gym. Now I'm back to normal Carrot Top. I went through a phase where it was fun getting big, but no, I'm back to my fighting weight.
Yeah. Aww, well, Carrot Top does sound like a superhero name, and there was, you know, you did almost have that superhero build for a little bit.
Yeah, I can take you. Come on, bring it.
I have to tell you a funny story. So I used to work at the Holiday Star Plaza Theater in Merrillville, Indiana.
Don't brag about it.
And they had a comedy club, and then they'd have comedy shows in the theater, and you would perform there.
I love that. That was a great venue. It was always just a great crowd, and it was a nice, cool double deck. You know, it was a great venue. A great venue.
It was. Afterwards, you came into the restaurant bar area, and I had a girlfriend. She had just turned 21, and you fancied her.
Uh-oh.
And then she didn't follow up on it, and I remember her saying, gosh, maybe I should have followed up on that.
She might be sitting here with me right now if she had.
Yeah. I know.
She could have been Mrs. Top.
Little Carrot Top's running around all over the place.
Right? That's right.
I'm wondering, what do you think I should, what would you tell a girl if they said, I missed my chance with Carrot Top?
Oh, man. I say you probably did a good job. You did the right move.
What? But it would be so fun.
I did the right move. Yeah. She's better off now than she was. Yeah, trust me.
Yeah. Most people like to, you know, hey, look at me now, you know, type of thing. But
No,
Garrett's like, I'm okay.
No, she did the right thing.
Oh, well, I'll tell her you said that, but she may disagree.
Now,
tell her I said hi for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Garrett Taub joins us as part of our Melissa and Austin Vegas week, as we will be out there on Friday doing our show live from Circa in Old Town Vegas, right off of Fremont Street. Yeah. Garrett Taub, the thing about you that I feel like not a lot of people know about, you know, our show is on US 99, which is Chicago's country station. So country music is near and dear to our heart. And you've got a very strong connection to country music with your friendship with the late great Toby Keith. How on earth did Carrot Top pair up with Toby Keith, one of the greatest, you know, country singers of our generation?
We've known each other for about 30 years. I was doing something in Dallas, Texas, and I met him in a parking lot. He was with a friend of mine, Rodney Carrington, who's a comedian, and I guess they knew each other, and then he introduced me. And this is literally going how back far it was. He had CDs in his trunk of his car. And he was giving me a CD, and I said, I know who you are. My dad's a huge country. I said, I know who you are. I know your songs. He said, oh, what? And then I had met him at a country music awards show. It was weird. He did this song, and I'm the only one that stood up. The whole, you know, the audience for those country music awards are it's entertainment people, you know, so no one really was jazzed about it. And I'm like standing up, and the whole crowd's kind of looking at me like, why are you standing? And he saw me that I was standing. And afterward, he came over, he says, gave me a big hug and says, you're the only guy that was standing. I said, well, I don't know what was wrong with everybody. It's a beautiful song. We just hit it off. I've been in a couple of his videos. He called me about the Red Solo Cup, and I said, yeah, sure, let's do it. And he just was a dear, dear friend. I was very lucky. I'm the last guy to sing on stage with him.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Last song. I'm the last guy that ever do one note. I was doing a show in Vegas, and the night prior, Trace Atkins had come over. And he sang, put your boot in your ass. I was on the side of the stage just like shaking, like, I don't know how you do that. And so he said, if you come tomorrow night, maybe you'll sing Red Solo Cup since you're in it. But I got there too late, and he was already going into the last song. And he looked over and says, Carrot Top is here. Get out here. And I had to sing the exact thing that Trace Atkins did. It was so horrifying. I was just like terrified, at, you know, like, oh, my God, I'm going to screw up this song. We'd nailed it, and he got done, and at the very end, he whispered in my ear. This is kind of funny. He whispered in my ear. He says, give the crowd the finger.
What? Okay.
I'm like, okay. And so I'm waiting, and the song's done, and I look over, and he looks at me, and I'm waiting. And then I do the – after he did it, because I'm thinking, he's going to throw me under the bus. Why am I flipping off the crowd? So at the end, he did that, and then I followed. I said, yeah. And then his line was, anyone that ever says I'm not patriotic, you can go, you know. So he had a positive ending to it all, I guess he was. But, you know, Toby was an interesting cat, you know. He had a great sense of humor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is such a cool and such a unique friendship that you guys built. You know, obviously what a talent and what a just a great human being he was in the country world.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He was a dear, dear man. You talk about generous and giving. He was all those things. I mean, everything he did for the troops and everything he did for everybody. I mean, I have stories from him that just blow your mind. I had my brother had a friend, not even my brother's like best friend, it was a friend of a friend, and she was in a near concert near New Orleans, and Toby was there, and my brother said, you know, could you get maybe Toby to come to meet? She was going through cancer, and I said, you know, it's not that easy. He's going to be in town, and, you know, he's going to do the show, and he's going to leave. I reached out to him. I said, this is just on a whim. You know, if you got 5 seconds, you could just give her a hug or something. He not only did that, he went all the way to, like, where she lived in a restaurant and booked the whole thing to meet her.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
On his own time. Yep. Just unbelievable.
Wow.
Goodness.
Wow, that's that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dear, just really, honestly, one of the best.
Yeah, we lost a good one, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Both
yeah.
sounds like, as a person and in the music world.
Yeah, he was so shocked that I love country music. I'm like, are you kidding me? You come to my show and I have country music on. And he'd say, what? Alan Jackson and Travis Tritt? And I'm like, yeah. And I'd be jamming it, you know? We just had a Sawyer Brown last week. I mean, that was just incredible. They were shocked that I liked their music, too.
Yeah.
I knew every one of their songs. Yeah.
Who's your favorite country band then, or artist? I mean, if you were to put Toby aside.
I mean, like Alan Jackson is just like my guy. But there's so many, like Travis Tritt's a dear friend. Then you go old school, like my dad, like Waylon and Merle and,
yeah.
You know, George Jones. I mean, it just, I still listen to all the old, you know, Conway Twitty and all the old ones. That's what's fun about me. They're like, who's your new favorite country artist? And I'll say, Conway Twitty. And like, no, no, me. I just get my little groove and I listen to I'm an old man. I just listen to my old music. I'm turned into my father.
Yeah, right.
Well, don't
right.
we all turn yeah. into our parents eventually.
No, guilty yeah, for yeah, sure.
Yeah. Does your dad have red hair?
No, I did. My mom did. My dad did not have red hair.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Okay. That's
we,
so...
And we had an Irish setter. We had an Irish setter, so it was weird.
Oh. Yeah. You, your mom, and the Irish
yeah,
setters.
Carrot Top took after his dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have been so excited to talk to you. Been a fan for years since I was in high school.
I remember the first time I saw you perform was on Regis and Kathy Lee back in the day. I was hooked from the get-go. I thought that was the most creative form of stand-up comedy I've ever seen ever with the props and everything. It was so cool.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. But those guy, you say that. I remember those days. Yeah, Regis and Kathy Lee. Yeah.
Yeah, another one that left us sadly. Regis, such a funny guy too.
Right.
Yeah, Regis, God, he was incredible.
Absolutely.
He never understood. You know, it's funny. I would do the show. I must have done that show 30 some times, and every time towards the end, I was doing it, and he went the commercial break, and he said to the crew, he goes, where do you find this stuff? I looked at Regis. I said, I don't find it. I make it. And literally, for the first 20 times I'd done the show, he thought I just found this stuff. In
oh, my God.
Like, no, I make all that. I mean, I might find this stuff in the junkyard, but then I make it into a prop. He was just blown away. He says, oh, I thought they had. I said, no, they're not going to have a boot with a kickstand on it already. Like, I had to make it. But he had a lot more respect for me towards the end because he knew I was creating these things.
Kidding. Like you just walk into an antique shop and you find, a baseball bat glued to two other baseball bats.
Right, exactly.
Oh, gosh. Well, we are excited. We're coming out to Vegas to do our show live. We want to make sure we send everybody to go see you this whole week and this weekend.
We'd love that. That'd be super duper. And we're looking forward to you guys being here. That's great. You'll have fun in Vegas. There's not much to do. You'll be a little bored. But
right. Before we let you go, though, we got to ask, what would be your main piece of advice for us on our first live remote in Vegas?
Pacing. Pace yourself. Because people come to Vegas and they go nuts, you know, and they like, man, I was there for like, then I end up in the hospital dehydrated. I'm like, you just got to... You gotta just take it easy, you know. You're there for the weekend, right? So you can just take your time and have fun. But you'll love it here. The crowds, your audience will be thrilled to death. And Vegas is such a great town. So you'll have fun when you're off there too. And lots to do.
Well, I think that's fabulous advice, Austin. I hope that you listen to him because I know how you are with your old fashions.
What, Melissa?
I know how you are.
Listen, Carrot Top, like when we found out that we were going to Vegas for our first remote, you were literally the top of the list of the guy that we had to reach out to talk to.
Awesome. I appreciate that very much, Austin. Melissa, thank you.
No, we appreciate you. We appreciate your time. We know you're, extremely
busy.
And so for you to take out the time to do this, it really means the world to us. So we appreciate it. And hope we can talk to you again in the future sometime.
Absolutely. Anytime you let me know. Anytime. Cheers. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.